Buenos dias, good morning. Spain said it will deploy 14 fighter jets to Bulgaria and Romania as NATO continues to bolster its eastern flank in the face of Russia's aggressive actions in the region. The move was announced by the Spanish Defence Ministry on October the 22nd and follows remarks by Bulgarian Defence Minister Dimitar Stoyanov 2 days earlier that Madrid was set to deploy up to 8 jets to his nation in the coming days. Spain said 6 Eurofighter jets and 130 soldiers will be sent to Bulgaria between mid-November and early December to train the forces there. Stoyanov told a news conference on October the 20th that the Spanish Eurofighter jets were expected to arrive in Bulgaria on November the 1st and would perform airspace protection operations together with the Bulgarian Air Force through December 23rd. This is yet another mission on enhanced air policing. It'll be joint airspace security duty, Stoyanov told reporters. Bulgaria, a NATO member since 2004, is already hosting some 1,000 alliance troops under Italian command. In its announcement, Spain said a deployment of 8 F-18M fighter jets and 130 Air Force personnel would operate in Romania between December and March 2023 as part of NATO's reaction and deterrence strategy. The planned sea-based pipeline set to carry hydrogen and natural gas between Barcelona and Marseille would take around 4 to 5 years to be completed, Spain's energy minister Teresa Rivera said on Friday. The project, which replaces the scrapped cross-Pyrenees Midcat pipeline, was announced on Thursday following a trilateral meeting between the prime ministers of Spain, Portugal and the French president Emmanuel Macron. This is a project that needs to be extremely safe. Our estimate is that we would need about 4 to 5 years, as we must still complete the interconnection with France, as well as between the entry point in Marseille and the hydrogen pipeline network in Central Europe, Rivera told reporters. The route dubbed Barmar will mainly be used to pump green hydrogen and other renewable gases, but should also temporarily allow for the transportation of some natural gas to help alleviate Europe's energy crisis stemming from Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the Free Leader said on Thursday, although such relief is still a few years away. A Spanish teenager who shot dead his parents and 10-year-old brother after being punished over his poor school grades has been jailed for 6 years. The 15-year-old shot his mother with his grandfather's hunting rifle before turning the weapon on his younger sibling and father after being banned from using the internet or watching television in the family home in La Algada in Elche before the horrific crime was discovered. On Saturday, it emerged the triple teen killer, named only as Santi for legal reasons, had been sentenced to 6 years in custody and another 3 years of probation for the crime, which took place earlier this year. He's expected to serve most of his sentence, the maximum possible under Spanish law for a boy of his age, in a closed young offenders institution before being transferred to an adult prison. Local reports said he had confessed to carrying out the murders which took place on the 8th of February, during a trial which took place between closed doors due to the involvement of a minor. A charter airline hired to remove people seeking refuge in the UK to Rwanda has pulled out of the scheme after pressure from campaigners. A plane operated by Privilege Style first attempted to fly asylum seekers to the East African country in June, but was grounded by an 11th-hour ruling by the European Court of Human Rights. The Mallorca-based carrier had become known as the UK government's airline of last resort for its willingness to conduct deportation flights that other airlines refused. But after an email campaign by torture survivors and refugee organisations, Privilege Style has said it will no longer operate flights to Rwanda. The development will leave the UK government in a fix. Two other charter airlines that previously conducted deportation flights, Titan Airways and Air Tanker, have already ruled themselves out of the scheme. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Howard Brereton.